Page 22, Bringing People and Parks Together. A blooming good show. Fareham was delighted to be chosen to host the regional South and South East England Bloom Awards at Fernham Hall on the 14th of September, where 350 people came from all over the region to receive their awards. Fareham again excelled, achieving its 13th consecutive gold-winning entry in the Small City category and the County Award for the entry with the highest marks in Hampshire for the 7th year in a row. 5 parks and gardens came out on top, with gold awards for Hollyhill Woodland Park, Sensory Garden of Reflection, Westbury Manor Museum, Wasash Common, and the Civic Gardens. Northern Junior School received a gold level award, and both Porchester Memorial Gardens and Porchester Crematorium also achieved a gold award and category wins. This is an outstanding achievement, with 9 gold awards for the borough that acknowledged the tremendous efforts of our community and Fareham in Bloom volunteers, who work in partnership with the council all year round. Flower power. The achievements of our amazing borough gardeners were also celebrated at the annual Gala Awards event held in September. Over 200 awards were given out, with 66 at gold level to residents, communities and businesses that were all part of this year's Community Gardening Challenge. Fareham Shopping Centre, Porchester Memorial Gardens and St Margaret's Nurseries all kindly sponsored the event. It's Your Neighbourhood. 5 It's Your Neighbourhood entries were submitted to the national scheme this summer. Fareham Conservation Volunteers, Sarasbury Athletic Cricket Club, Loxford Bowling Club, Fareham and Crofton Cricket Club achieved the thriving level, and the residents of Burnham Wood achieved outstanding. Going tropical in 2017. Every year we look to have new and innovative planting schemes in our parks and green spaces. So for 2017, the theme will be totally tropical, where the displays will focus on the exotic and dramatic. With a rainbow of bright colours and amazing foliage, the planting will reflect that of the subtropics and warmer climates. Bananas, cannas and coleus will form the backdrop to the floral schemes and also set the scene for the Community Gardening Challenge and other events planned. Look out for more information in the spring. For further information on community horticulture, bloom and parks initiatives, contact Matt Wakefield, Horticultural Development Officer, on 01329 824 543.